Blog Talk Radio.
Welcoming you to the EMS Lounge, sponsored by blogtalkradio.com. So let's get into it, do a quick podcast. There's a lot of talk going around right now about the Virginia firefighter female committed suicide due to hazing and bullying. Bare bones, no questions asked. This crap has no place within our career field. I was brought up in a bad culture, a bad time, you know, hazing, bullying, whatever. That was just, you know, the way it was. Everybody had to pay their dues. You know, you earned your stripes, you know, yada, yada, yada. That's crap, okay? It's bad leadership. It's bad management, and it just makes you an asshole. It's bad. I mean, it's just bad. The older I get, the more experienced, salty, knowledgeable, educated, whatever you want to call it, I start realizing, you know, this job is hard enough as is. Without us adding to it, once we get back to the station, once those fires are put out, the bodies are covered up, the blood's cleaned up, you know, this job is hard enough mentally. So, you know, all the external stressors, everybody has financial problems. You know, a lot of people have family issues and marriage issues, self-esteem issues, problems with post-traumatic stress, with depression, with anxiety, you know, social disorder, whatever. You know, we're supposed to be a family. We're supposed to take care of each other. You know, we are our brother's keepers. No man left behind. I've got your six, whatever. All right? So, up in Virginia, you have a lot of failures. So we have a failure in leadership, you know, to recognize and to acknowledge what was going on. And these guys at this station have reportedly pushed this woman to commit suicide by some underground blog website thing that these guys had made. This is not okay. Okay, this is bad. You know, I was a bully, you know, but I was brought up to bully in the fire service through just a bad culture, all right? So I turned into one. You know, we used to just beat this dude to death at the fire station. I mean, mentally, physically, emotionally, just like, I mean, we lived to just try to break this guy because we thought in some twisted, warped, you know, sense that we were leading by destroying this guy. And it's one of, I look back at it, I actually apologized to this guy the other day. I reached out and, you know, said, hey, man, not that my apologies and my sorries are going to make the years, you know, that we just destroyed you any better, but I am sorry. Like, I've realized, you know, how we were. And my officers were even in on it back in the day. Like, from the top down, that's the culture we lived in. And this is the stuff that's got to change. With suicide rates climbing daily, with people, you know, having to turn to medicines just to be able to make it through this stressful job. I mean, it's bad enough as is, and we're going to sit here and make it worse by bullying and hazing through what? What are we earning our stripes for? All right, we fail enough on the education part of handling the stressors of this job. You know, we fail enough in, the just the mental health aspect. And so we're going to add another failure into our world, into our realm of letting bullying and hazing go on. Not right. You know, we take care of everybody else, but yet we don't take care of ourselves, and we don't take care of our own people. And this goes out not only to the bullies, but the people being bullied. It is time for y'all to stand up and have your voices heard. If you are being bullied, if you're being hazed, intimidated, or just picked on, stand up. Take it to your leadership. If they don't do something, take it to management. Take it to your city council. Take it to the mayor. I don't care who you got to take it to. You don't have to put up with this. You don't have to put up with the people that I used to be. Because I used to be one of them. And it is not okay. You know, I used to just run people ragged because I was loud. You know, I'd say about 75% of the people like me, and I just like picking on people. Right, I should have been fired years ago on the spot with the way that we used to do certain people on our shifts. You know, I was brought up under hard-nosed, old-school leather hat firemen. All right, and that's how I formed my career. That's how I thought we should lead. You know, and the sad thing is, I was thinking, I had great leadership in the military. Had a First Sergeant Wade when I was stationed with the Marine Infantry Group, and he used to give us these leadership pearls all the time and, you know, have NCO time and say, all right, you know, you got to be fair, you got to be firm, you got to be flexible, you got to have compassion for your people. Okay, you have to take care of your people. And that's in all aspects, guys. You know, whether you're on an ambulance, whether you're at a fire department, this is not, you know, yeah, we are a military type entity, but this isn't survival of the fittest. This isn't, you know, the law of the jungle that we live in. We're supposed to be taking care of each other. We respond to other people's emergencies. Yet when we get back to the station, we're not taking care of our people. You know, I'm okay with, you know, the practical jokes and, you know, the brotherhood. But there is a fine line in between brotherhood and being an asshole. And just like up in Virginia, and there's no telling how many others that have not been reported, this is just in the news right now, of how many have hoarded the fact that they've pushed a female firefighter who, from all reports coming out, that was sexually harassed, all the inappropriateness, you know, and they pushed this woman who was a wife. You know, this woman had a family. Like, she had a soul. Like, she had her own life and was pushed to the point she was hazed and bullied to where she didn't figure she could fight the struggle anymore, you know? And that's not okay. To the leadership and all my chiefs, my fire chiefs, my police chiefs, ambulance managers, patrol sergeants, this is on you guys too. This is when you have someone commit suicide because of being bullied, it's complete failure in leadership. All right, and if you know that it's going on, you know, anything past just the, you know, just the razzing, stop it. This isn't the 70s and the 80s where we all smoke inside, sexual harassment was tolerated, you know, let's all meet at the water cooler. This is 2016. Times have changed, and it's time that we start taking a stand and start taking up for these people that some of them can't take up for themselves. Some of them are scared to say something. And just like with the post-traumatic stress and the suicide and depression prevention, like we always talk about with the 911 buddy check, this goes back to the leadership where you sit your people down. All right? This is what's going to be tolerated. This is what's not. You know, have that open dialogue. You know, do like, you may have to do what I did and eat a whole bag of your own medicine and reach out to somebody that you hurt for years. You know, I dig them near ruin that man's career. All right, and we would watch my officers and I, we would beat him down and then literally just watch him just crumble on the inside. And it's not okay. Like, it absolutely makes me sick that I ever did something like that to another human being. You know, we can't undo what we've done in the past to people that we have hurt, but we can make it better. And that's what we have to do now. You know, we cannot tolerate a culture that we have within our career field anymore. Bullying, hazing, you ought to be fired on the spot. There needs to be awareness brought to it. There needs to be training brought to it. You know, along the same lines of post-traumatic stress, these people need to know from management and from the leaders that y'all actually care. It don't have to be that you agree with it. You know, just because something doesn't bother you doesn't mean it doesn't bother somebody else. All right? I'm a pretty thick-skinned guy, but this has really gotten to me, and it made me take just an introspective look at myself and to where I have failed throughout my career because of how I was brought up. All right? This is not okay. When we push somebody to the point of suicide or to the point of quitting, and, you know, from when you listen to this, it's kind of late tonight, but if whether you're hearing it, you know, live now or on the replay, take a look into yourself. Take a look into yourself and at your leadership styles and whether or not you tolerate a culture of hazing and bullying. All right, look at the people that you're working with. Look at your partners. Or is your partner a bully? And if they are, stop it. All right, a lot of times, you know, we respond to complete strangers' house. We are that light for the lightless. And a lot of times, we have to be a voice for the voiceless. Okay, there are people out there hurting right now because of bullying and hazing, and it is not okay. Okay, if you read all the firefighters, EMTs, police officers, suicides, you know, this job is hard enough. This job is stressful enough without us adding to it. And it absolutely pisses me off. It makes my blood boil. And this is the stuff that we have to change. I don't care if you're a police officer. You can be the biggest, baddest police officer on the street. Right? It don't matter if you're a fireman and you're the biggest, baddest, most tight shirt-wearing fireman out there. Or same goes for paramedics, flight paramedics, tactical medics, anybody. This is one team, one fight. We respond together. We fight together. Nobody does this alone. Nobody fights these battles alone. This job is hard enough. We see enough bad stuff out there on the streets and through day-to-day with all the external stressors, family stressors, financial stressors, marriage, and you know everything else. That we're not going to destroy our own people. We have got to look out for each other. We have got to take care of each other mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Kind of like I said earlier, we are our brother's keeper. So why are we not taking care of our brothers and our sisters? Why is our leadership failing, you know, and tolerating this culture of ignorance? Because that is what it is. It's a culture of ignorance. You are not a badass because you make fun of somebody and just destroy, you know, take them to the point to where you destroy them. All right? That does not make you hard. That does not make you a leader, and it does not make you a man or a woman. All right? Guys, this stuff we got to fix, okay? This is definitely a problem. It's just being brought to light. We're all guilty of it. But nobody in this family fights alone. All right, and if you're out there listening to this live tonight, have some open dialogue with your partners. Do a buddy check, not just for the depression and the suicide. Make sure your partners are okay. Take care of your people, and let's start leading from the front. Everybody start taking a stand against this mess. All right, this is Daniel from the EMS Lounge. We'll catch you on the next time. Everybody be safe tonight. See you.